السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. This is our second session on dignity in Islam. In our first session, we talked about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source, the origin for dignity. He has absolute dignity, and also any kind of dignity originates from Him. Without connection to Him, without receiving from Him, no one, nothing can have dignity. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Alhamdulillah, we studied several verses about this, and as we planned, now we want to delve into the notion of izzah, to see what is the meaning of izzah, and also some of the characteristics of Allah's izzah. And then inshallah, after this, we will carry on with explaining how Allah has granted dignity to anything He has created, especially human beings, and how we can add to our dignity, and how we have to be careful about not losing our dignity, and then how we should interact with each other based on dignity and honor. Okay, now let's see what is the notion of izzah. In major sources of Arabic language, when it comes to the roots of the terms and their meaning, we find these statements by famous scholars. A very important source is Lisan al-Arab. Lisan al-Arab is a very respected source, and our scholars in fiqh, in tafsir, they all refer to Lisan al-Arab. There he quotes from Zajjaj, Aziz is al-mumtani' fala yaghlibuhu shay'un. Aziz is the one who refuses to be influenced or to be overcome. Nothing can overcome Aziz. So Aziz is the one which is strong, the one which admits no pressure, no influence coming from outside. Some others have said Aziz is al-qawi, al-ghalibu kulla shay, the strong, the one can overcome everything, can defeat everything, but nothing can defeat al-Aziz. And then he says al-iz, the root, means al-quwwah wash-shiddah wal-ghalabah, power, strength, and ability to overcome. In Mufradat by Raghib al-Isfahani, which is another reliable source, he says when izzah is used for someone like a human being, for example, it refers to a condition. Halatun, a condition. Mani'atun lil insan min an yughlab. It's a condition that prevents from being defeated. So a kind of internal strength. It comes from a term which Arabs have, especially the Arabs of the early times. When they say Ardun Azaz, Ard means earth, land. Azaz, like Aziz, but instead of Ya is Alif, Azaz. Ay Sulb. When you have a land and the soil is very solid, very strong, nothing can penetrate, they say Ardun Azaz. Then Raghib Isfahani says, Al-Aziz Alladhi Yaghir Wala Yughar. The one who can defeat but is never defeated. This is Aziz. At-Turayhi in Majma' al-Bahrain, he says, Al-Aziz min Asma'ihi Ta'ala is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي لَا يُعَادِلُهُ شَيْءٍ. Aziz is the one that has no similar. Nothing is like it. Nothing resembles him. أَبِ الْغَالِبُ الَّذِي لَا يَغْلِبُ. The one who dominates, overcomes, defeats, but no one can overcome or defeat him. So, these are some of the main sources of Arabic language. And if you reflect on these, you find there is something common in all these statements. Aziz is the one who has internal, essential, intrinsic strength. It's not coming from outside. You know, sometimes there is something very weak. Then you hold it with your hand so that it doesn't collapse. Okay, you are giving a strength to it, but this by itself is not strong. You know, when you, for example, plant a sapling, sometimes these saplings are so weak that they put some sticks around so that they can hold that sapling. But when the tree is well rooted and well grown, then even a strong winds cannot move the tree. This tree is now Aziz. This tree is now strong. But when you keep it with some wood or some sticks, that is not Aziz. That is not internal strength. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz because He is self-subsistent. He has all the power, all the strength, all the might, all the greatness. And then everything else has that much of strength and power that he or she or it receives from God. He's the source. Depending on how much Allah has given, then they have also a strength. Of course, when we compare them to each other, some of them are stronger, some of them are weaker. But in the end of the day, everything has to have some kind of strength so that can exist. But compared to those which are stronger, we say they are weak. So weakness and strength is a relative matter. So everything receives some kind of izzah, some kind of strength, some kind of dignity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those which are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, they have more. Inna al-izzata lillah wa lirrasulihi. Then after Allah, His messenger has this strength, this might, this dignity, which comes by being strong, by being not influenced, not defeated. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, started his mission while he was almost alone. Almost alone. Then, of course, Imam Ali believed in him. Then later Khadija, some other supporters. But imagine to the whole world that he was going to change. He was alone. Then few people joined him. For 13 years, they were still very few in number. And they were faced with so much of trouble created by Quraysh and their allies. Did they manage to change Rasulullah? Did they manage to make him compromise? Did they manage to make him withdraw? No. They tried all different things. They tried money, they tried, you know, giving him power, anything from dunya, or by frightening him. But Rasulullah was strong. They couldn't change Rasulullah's attitude to the extent that, you know, when they asked Hazrat Abu Talib to intermediate, and he spoke to Rasulullah, not because he was happy with what they said, just to convey the message. As an amana, he had to deliver the message. And Rasulullah said, if they put sun in my one hand, for example, right hand, and the moon in my left hand, I'm not going to change. Where does this come from? This is not something that you can imitate. You cannot imitate someone and be like this. You have to have internal power. If you don't have that internal strength, the pressures will break you into pieces. You have to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that if the whole world come together, you will not compromise, you will not withdraw. And then mu'minin. Al-mu'minu kal-jabal al-rasikh la tuharrikuhu al-awasif. This is the izzah of mu'min, that is like a mountain. Even storms cannot change the mu'min. So, innal izzata lillah wal-rasulihi wal-mu'minin. The might, the power, the strength belong to Allah, and then those who are closer to Him, they have more compared to the people who are farther away. One of the things that we find in the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses, He ends the ayah, the verse, with aziz and another quality. This is very important Quranic point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a kind of reference, as a kind of support for what He says in the beginning and the middle of the ayah, then at the end He brings two of His qualities. And in many cases, in tens of cases, He brings Al-Aziz. As far as I made research, always Aziz comes first, then something else, like Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, Al-Aziz Al-Alim, Al-Aziz Al-Rahim, as I will explain. The only exception I found is Al-Qawi. Al-Qawi Yul-Aziz. Otherwise, Aziz always comes first. For example, in 29 cases, we have Al-Aziz and then Al-Hakim. For example, if you look at the Quran, chapter 2, verse 129. Chapter 2, verse 129, Surah Baqarah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. This is the dua of Ibrahim and Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim as-salam when they were raising the foundations of Kaaba. They made some beautiful duas. One of their duas was to raise among them, from them, a messenger. So not just send them a messenger who is a stranger, a messenger from themselves. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He would recite your verses, your communications to them. He would teach them the book and wisdom, and he would purify them. Then, as a kind of reference, as a kind of support, as a kind of explanation why they think this is to be asked and this is manageable and this is going to be happening, they said, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. This إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ is very important. This is the key. This is like your capital. This is what you can invest on it and then ask Allah what you ask. You know, it's like a password. When you bring this password, then it opens for you the gate. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. So this shows that we know what we are asking and whom we are asking and why we are asking. Truly, you are the one who is knowledgeable. Sorry, Antal Azizul Hakim. You are the one who is mighty and who is Hakim, who is powerful and wise. Azizul Hakim. Another verse, 126, Surah Baqarah. Again, Azizul Hakim. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Allah didn't make it except a bishara for you as a good news, a glad tiding. وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ, so that your heart also become tranquil, come at rest. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. And the either assistance or victory, Nasr can be assistance or victory, doesn't come except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Aziz in the sense that we said he is powerful, he is able to overcome, to defeat, and he is Hakim. He is also wise. Another case, there are many, 29 cases that Aziz and Hakim come together. I'm just mentioning three. Chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse 1. تَنزِيلَ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Revelation of the book from Allah, who is Aziz, who is powerful, who can make sure that what he wants happens. No one can stop him, no one can defeat him, no one can force him to withdraw. And Al-Hakim, who has plan, who has purpose, he doesn't do things in vain. So this is one case, Aziz and Hakim. Then we have Aziz and Rahim. 13 cases. Allah mentions that he is Aziz and Rahim. This is depending on what is mentioned before. So this suits the beginning of the ayah. For example, يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي, verse 41 and verse 42 of chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, verses 41 and 42. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَنْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا. The day that no friend, no ally, no supporter, no guardian, depending on what we translate, Mawla, can suffice the other. No one can help his friend or his ally. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and they are not helped. You cannot get any help from anyone. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ, except those who Allah has mercy on them. If Allah has mercy on you, then you can be helped through shafa'a. You can be helped by others. So if Allah doesn't permit, doesn't authorize, you cannot get help. Illa man rahim Allah. Then we say, innahu huwa al-aziz ar-rahim. Truly he is the mighty and merciful. So because the ayah was talking about no one being able to do anything except those who receive mercy from Allah, so Allah ends with two things, his izzah and his rahmah. He has izzah, so it means he is powerful, he can do what he wants, and he is Rahim. So you understand the connection. So it's not by chance, by accident, that he says Aziz or Rahim. Aziz or Rahim suit the content. And we have other cases, 13 cases we have Aziz or Rahim. Also, we have other qualities. For example, sometimes we have Al-Aziz Al-Alim. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ بِحُكْمِهِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is judging among them. As a judge, what do you need? You need power and you need knowledge. هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. So Alim is mentioned here because judge needs to have knowledge. Sometimes is Aziz and Ghaffar. Wa ana ad'ukum ila al-Aziz al-Ghaffar. I call you, invite you to go towards the one who has power and is most forgiving. So here the stress is on him being powerful and Ghaffar. Sometimes is Aziz and Muqtadir. For example, when Allah wants to say how he is able to seize and stop and have control over enemies, says فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرْ. The one who is strong and powerful. Sometimes he talks about the fact that he is generous and he gives out.
أم عندهم خزائن رحمة ربك العزيز الوهاب. العزيز الوهاب.
He's powerful and he's also very much giving. He's very generous.
And as I said, sometime is غوي and عزيز. This is the only case that I know that comes before عزيز.
For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا verse 66 of chapter 11. Verse 66 of chapter 11. Surah Hud, verse 66. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا صَالِحًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا.
When our affair, our decision, which refers to azab, when the catastrophe, the azab came, we saved Salih, Prophet Salih, and those who believed with him, بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, with our mercy. So the mercy of Allah saves. وَمِنْ خِزْيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ, and also from disgrace and being humiliated in that day, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ.
Your Lord is all-powerful, almighty.
And also in Surah Shura, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ بِعِبَادِهِ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ.
Your Lord is very kind with His servants, and He gives sustenance to those He wills. He is all-powerful and almighty. قَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ.
So, in tens of verses, the stress is put on Allah being Aziz, and then to show that His strengths come with other qualities that bear on the subject, then He adds another quality. If it's a matter in which you need to stress on knowledge, then He says Aziz al-Alim. If it's a matter of wisdom, it says Al-Aziz al-Hakim. It's a matter of, for example, generosity, Al-Aziz al-Wahhab. It's a matter of revenge, Aziz Zuntiqam. So, depending on what suits the content, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions along with Aziz the other qualities. So, it shows that His strength is not just a kind of physical strength. It's an intelligent power. It's merciful power. It's a wise power. It's a generous power. It's not just power, you know, without any kind of positive quality. Although power by itself is a good quality, but if power is just power, sometimes it can be even troublesome. Yeah, a volcano also has power. A nuclear bomb also has power. Tyrant rulers also have power. But this power is not necessarily good. This power is not something is praiseworthy. But Allah's power is different. Actually, one of the things we find is Ghaniyul Hamid. He's praised also. So, His izzah is real power, is real strength, so it comes with rahmah, mercy. It comes with wisdom. It comes with generosity. It comes with knowledge. So it's very important notion that we have to remember whenever we want to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, tomorrow we will start discussing how Allah in His legislation and creation has extended His izzah to the creation.
and how we can, inshallah, add to that izzah that we have received.
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.